Apocalypse and Avocados.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. I'm Peter. We're joined here with my co-hosts, Carissa and Sean, and we're here today to talk about how everything in life was promised to us, but nothing is working out. Carissa's going to lead this conversation. Take it away, Carissa.
So, what Peter was saying is, remember when we were kids and we talked about, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a police officer or a firefighter. Maybe I didn't want to be any of those things when I was a kid. I wanted a shoe store. But your parents told you, you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. How is that not the case? I mean,
not anymore, I don't think. I feel like, yeah, they told you that. And then you were supposed to go to college. And then you did the college. And then you got out. And they're like, oh, you can do anything. And then you go and apply for a job. And they're like, you're underqualified for this. You can't really do anything about this.
And then you end up working at a fast food restaurant with a college degree. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's not bad. It's definitely a job and it's hard work. You were promised that you're going to be a NASA engineer. No.
Yeah, I feel like everyone, when we were growing up, was like, oh, figure out what you love, do what you love, and then you'll never work a day in your life. That was a bold-faced fucking lie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like I know people who have gone into doing what they love, and then they've then hated what they loved because it is work. And there's really no way to just do what you love and work. They just don't go hand in hand.
I feel like you can still love what you do, but still hate it at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I got to get up every day and I drive to work. Everybody knows this now. I work in a fitness center, so I have to physically go there. And do you know how grueling it is to actually get up and go there? Just getting there is the hardest part. But then when I get there, it's fine because I do genuinely love what I do, but it took for me to be in my mid-30s to figure it out.
Yeah, it's taking longer for everyone to figure it out. Nobody is really happy with what they're doing. I feel like the only people who might be happy are the people that are doing OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're good with the money, but I don't know if your stretched out asshole is going to maintain.
I mean, I always kind of thought that about porn stars. I'm like, well, I mean, at least they're doing what they like.
That's true.
But even in that situation, you have to wonder, like, you like it, but at what point in time does it become work and no longer what you're passionate about?
Well, you're the reformed hoe. Wasn't it always work?
I mean, sometimes.
Well, think about it this way. Eventually, they're going to age out of this porn star thing, right?
Are they, though? I feel like the whole mature older man thing is like taking off now.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, no, there's a thing for older women too, like grannies.
Oh, see, not attractive. Mm-hmm.
No way, I can't.
Sack titties. That's terrible. You like that? You like that? Is she a squirter at that point? Or is it just like a light mist?
I think I want to know. I would assume a light mist at that point. It's even still happening.
It's like drizzle.
It's like the sprinkler systems in the buildings, but it's really old and got a lot of dust in there. So it kind of goes.
I could see that.
Shower's clogged.
Yeah, it's a little.
Yeah, it's a big thing right now. The whole mature audience for some reason. I mean, you know, you have the gays that are always like daddy, daddy, daddy. But now it's literally daddy.
Yeah.
Granddaddy, too.
I was just going to say that they have granddaddy. And it's like young girls with them.
No.
And guys.
Where have I been, under a fucking rock? Because I had no idea about this.
Not on OnlyFans, clearly.
And then just to build on this a little bit, I was horrified because recently I found out that pubic hair turns gray.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget when we were watching that movie and the lady was saying to her daughter, when you find your first gray hair, that's not on your head.
Oh, my God. I was horrified by that.
I already did, really.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I'm only 34, and I have white hairs. You can all see that right there in the video. Yeah, I have white hairs everywhere, and I honestly think it's distress. Like, you were told that you could do anything, and now I'm not doing what I want to do, and I'm stressed to the max, and you always have to wonder, like, how you're going to fucking pay your bills. No one wants to live paycheck to paycheck. We were promised that we wouldn't have to, and now we're still doing it.
And you want to know something crazy? Statistically, millennials are the best savers.
Boy, that doesn't say much about Gen Z.
No shit, because I'll tell you right now, I don't have an ounce of savings in the bank, especially with just filing my taxes.
real.
Sis, that's another thing they didn't warn you about. Your parents used to talk about it all the time. Like, we're going to do our taxes. We're going to do our taxes. Oh, I got so much money back because we have kids. Once you're 18 and you're not claimed as a dependent anymore, or, I mean, now they're 26 and they get to be claimed as a dependent, your parents stop loving you. Move out.
There's just so many options that you can choose when you are filling out your taxes. And then even for a single person, you can elect to have more taxes taken out or not. And then, so I elect to have more taxes taken out of my check each time. And then come to find out, I still owe them more money come tax time. Like, this is crazy.
It's bullshit.
How much money do they really need from me?
You gotta hear this. Because I don't pay rent, okay? Because I don't pay rent, because I can't afford to pay rent, I have to pay the federal government money.
It's so stupid.
The only reason I got a tax return this year is because I'm a student.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, when do you graduate?
Next year.
Next year? Let's do it. Yeah. Big party. See, an excuse to celebrate.
Yeah, it's crazy. I got the tax return, so I wasn't going to get anything back. I was going to actually owe them $5.
Oh, and, my God. Yeah. $5.
And then I put the tuition in, and it gave me back, like, a significant tax return.
That's awesome. You're lucky. I just had to pay them $500 because I don't pay rent.
Oh.
Because I can't afford it.
Yeah, rent.
Go figure.
Yeah, rent sucks. Mortgages suck. Everything. We should just go be, like, homeless in the woods.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay taxes, property taxes, if you live in a tent.
That's right.
Sounding very appealing right now.
Speaking of that, have you guys seen those videos, like, on Snapchat where it's the little Asian girl? I think she's Chinese, and she lives in her little tuk-tuk.
That the one you sent all the time, right? With the, like, yeah. The inflatable tent thing.
No. That's another girl.
Oh, okay.
So there's one. It's a little tuk-tuk. She lives in, like, the tiny little, it's a car, but it only has three wheels, and she, like, folds the seat down the front, the driver's seat, and she has this board that she takes out from behind the seat, and she puts it on top, and that's her table, and she cooks in her car and rolls down her windows, and then she takes the board and moves the board back, and it turns into her bed.
Well, this girl's got the right idea. I'm ready to settle into one of those myself at this point.
No property taxes. She only needs to pay her car insurance.
Just don't park it at a Walmart at night. They might kick you out.
I don't think they have Walmarts in China.
They don't want it.
No, they make everything and send it to our Walmarts.
I know. Speaking of which, did anyone hear what the, was it the president of China said?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They give no fucks. They basically what Peter just said, that they don't care about the U.S. not wanting their exports or something along those lines, because everything that the U.S. sells, that they sell as made in the U.S. is really made in China or another country and then just repackaged in the U.S.
It's made in China or in Taiwan. Like, all of our chips are made in Taiwan because they have that huge, gold deposit. Well, China does now, too.
Gotcha.
They have that massive gold deposit that they found. Now they don't want Taiwan.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
So ridiculous. Like, you have one of the biggest countries on Earth. And I know, like, a third of it is the Gobi Desert. But still, you have, like, the biggest country on Earth, and you want to steal, like, a tiny little island so you can have gold.
Stupid.
It's not necessarily stealing. They do speak Mandarin there too.
On the topic of China, did you also, probably didn't hear about this, but I saw online when I was doing our social media this week, I noticed a post that someone shared, and it was talking about how China doesn't want our beef anymore, and, like, how it's really going to affect the cattle farmers from the United States. And some stupid Trumper wrote on there, "That's okay. We'll just sell it to another country with a big population. India's right there."
They don't eat cow.
Yeah.
They don't eat beef.
Yeah. That someone came in underneath them and was like, "Good luck trying to sell beef to Indians."
Yeah. It's a sacred animal to them. Wow. Like, I used to get really offended when you would see those shows that would say, oh, yeah, the Americans are so uncultured. They don't know anything about it. Then I saw a video on TikTok where it was this girl and they were asking her where Washington, D.C. was. And she was pointing to like Montana.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What about?
Like, you don't even know your own history.
Right.
What about when they ask about a country and they're like, Africa. Africa is a continent.
Right.
South Africa is a country.
There are many countries within the continent of Africa.
Yes. Oh, my God. I really. So I don't think everyone in the U.S. is uncultured, obviously, but now like the stereotype is coming.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
We're living the stereotype. Yeah. Making it become a reality, rather.
When they sit there and they're like, oh, where's South America? And they point to Canada.
It's terrible.
It's south of America. It's in the name.
There's a guy who does it where he goes around and he asks them a bunch of questions. And almost every question that he asks very easy answer. And they always get the wrong. Yeah, he just says yes. And they think they're so smart. They think they got it right.
Yeah, I've seen this guy on TikTok. He cracks me up. But it's sad how stupid people are.
Yeah.
Well, they can be anything they want to be, and I guess they chose stupid.
That's right. Your mom lied to you. Speaking of that, let's bring it back. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
The thing that I can most vividly remember wanting to be and like really thinking that I was going to be was a director. Like I really, at some point in my life, thought that I was going to become a movie or a TV director. I used to have like a camcorder and I bought video editing software and everything. And like I really thought growing up, and I would come up with all these ideas, these crazy ideas for movies. And in my head, I'd come up with these like costumes and stuff based on the stuff we had at the house. Oh my God, if we ever put any of that together and tried like a movie, it would have been like the craziest home movie ever. But I probably would have fun.
I mean, nowadays with technology on your phones, you can absolutely be a director if you want to. You just need actors.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that was probably what I lacked then, too. if I told them, they'd probably be like, no, we'll do something else today.
No, Sean, we're not going to play RuPaul's Drag Race again.
Listen, I wasn't into RuPaul yet. Peter caused that addiction.
That was not my fault.
It was.
Absolutely not. I will not claim that. I wanted to be a chef. I mean, Sean doesn't cook, so I basically am.
I was going to say, you basically are a built-in chef here.
I can cook. I just don't cook because Peter's so much better at it and so much faster at it. And he gets, typically if I'm cooking, he'll come in and take over because it's taking too long.
But you're a really good cook. I mean, except when you take out 5 plates of chicken to make 5 different kinds of chicken. Or 5 plates to make chicken.
That doesn't sound like Sean at all.
I watched him do it one time.
Limited options.
Like, why does he need so many plates?
Who destroys the kitchen?
Because some of it was spicy and your dad doesn't like spicy food.
I know, I remember. I just had to give you shit.
Dad doesn't like anything but salt and pepper.
Yeah,
he doesn't like salt either. He doesn't put salt on his food.
Come on, one Splenda in my coffee.
For all 5 cups.
Right. He's like, oh, don't hand me 5 packets. I just need one, okay? For all 5 cups I'm going to have.
I'll make it last.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't, but he also doesn't know that you put salt in everything. So,
right, so it tastes good.
Yeah.
I don't think he realizes that your mom has added it already sometimes.
In more ways than one in Puerto Rican cooking. It's literally in everything.
We love you, Dad. You're a little crazy, but we love you.
Yeah, there's that. I wanted to be a chef. I wanted to be a marine biologist, but I have real fucking issues with the ocean. So I wanted to be a marine biologist and I could do all the boat stuff, bring the fucking fish on the boat because there is no way in hell I'm getting in the ocean. I can swim, but I don't want to.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't blame you either.
I swore when I was a kid that I was really going to have a shoe store. I wanted, and not just any shoe store, like I needed all the Nikes, which I guess is where my addiction stems from.
Well, you have a shoe store in your room.
I do. I literally have a Foot Locker in my bedroom.
Does Foot Locker even exist anymore?
It does.
God,
it does.
That shows you how long it's been since I've gone to a mall.
Most of the time you can shop online, though. You don't really have to go into a store anymore.
What's a store?
Exactly.
What is lunch?
But yeah, that was one of the things. I swore that I was going to have a shoe store so I could have every pair of sneakers in the world. Didn't need a shoe store to do that, but.
Oh my God, every pair of sneakers in the world. That's a lot of sneakers.
I'm not there yet.
Kristen needs a whole house just for her sneakers.
I probably need two houses for them.
You need at least three jobs to get all of them too.
The other thing I thought I was going to be was, I did stereotypical dyke, going to be a police officer, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's still a good job. I mean, not in this day and age.
No, definitely not. Hispanic, gay, masculine presenting. Yeah, just a bad idea in this day and age. Glad that that never happened.
Plus, they make you do some, like, crazy shit with, like, flipping the body, right, and dragging it.
Oh, my God, yes. So I did do, okay, so now everybody knows. I did try to become a court officer. So I passed the written exam, and then the written exam takes you to the physical exam, and you have to run an obstacle course. I ran the obstacle course. I did it twice. The first time, I hurt my back. Couldn't even walk off the course. It was terrible. But, yes, you do have to do a body drag. I don't remember how many feet it was. I think it was 25 feet one way and 25 feet back. And you have to drag the body a certain way and pull it over this finish line. And if you don't pull it over the finish line to a certain extent, like, you get a time penalty. But think about it this way, okay? 6 foot, dead weight, 160 pounds.
I could do it. I don't want to, but
I couldn't.
Why, what situation are you going to be in? How many that you need to drag somebody 6 feet?
No shit, in a courthouse, nonetheless.
Well, yeah.
I remember the time we were in the courthouse. There were some rather hefty individuals. And they looked like they might be...
Just say fat.
Runners. Not very far runners, but runners. Tacklers. I don't know.
Wobblers.
I could have seen... Some of them were crazy.
Shufflers.
So if you have to tackle them, then you're dragging this hefty hideaway. I mean, that's about the only time. But how far are they really going to get in a courthouse? Let's be honest.
Well, I don't know. The metal detectors at the front are kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
true. It
depends
on how big they are, because they might not fit if they go regular. They might have to turn to the side.
We are not making fat jokes. We are fat. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah. I'm my medical chart says obese as one of my medical conditions.
Mine says morbidly obese. I'm not just fat. I am the fat.
The fat of all fats.
But, you know, that's the funny part. Like, I went in for all of my medical tests and I had all my blood work done and everything. This is part of the reason that the podcast is also called Apocalypse and Avocados, is because I am essentially really healthy. I'm just fat.
Yeah, same.
So I'm like an avocado. I'm a healthy fat.
There you go. You know what's ridiculous is that I get my blood work and stuff like that done, and you know that I'm a fitness fanatic, and I'm always in the gym, and I'm always watching what I eat. I know you guys hate it. But my cholesterol is slightly elevated, even though I eat well.
Just eat the fucking french fries.
I was talking to my doctor, and she basically said that diabetes and high blood pressure, high cholesterol, she feels like we're all going to end up with it at some point, because just the food that we eat is like poisonous for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you think about like these European countries, and then they come here and they eat our food for like a week and they go back home. And they're like, oh, I gained 20 fucking pounds.
Didn't they ask people from Europe about people from the U.S. And one thing they said is that they smell like cheese or something.
I think that was India. That said, we smell cheese.
Someone said it, yeah, because we eat so much dairy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's literally a staple in our diet. You watch those TikTok videos where all they do is put cheese on shit. It literally makes me want to take a shit.
Some of those TikTok videos just gross me out. Like, why is somebody washing their chicken with Dawn dish soap? Why?
Okay, also, can I ask a question? Like,
why are people on the internet so adamant about someone wearing rubber gloves to cook dinner for themselves in their own house? Right. Explain this to me. I wash my hands before I touch food. Yeah. That's what I was taught when I went through culinary in Vogue. I was taught you wash your hands and you dry them with a clean paper towel that you and you don't touch anything and, other than the food.
And then next. You slap the chicken.
Yeah. And then you put Dawn dish soap on it.
No, they
use NyQuil.
They use that shit to clean oil off of off of ducks. Mm-hmm. When we have oil spills, they use Dawn dish soap. So why are you cleaning your fucking chicken with it? And also, just to go along with what Sean said too, take the fucking gloves off in your kitchen. The people watching you aren't going to eat your food.
Right. Now, they don't care.
I can understand if a woman has nails and they want to wear gloves so this stuff doesn't get under their nails or something.
Don't get me started with women and their nails.
Though. Just because I would, if I had long nails, I wouldn't want stuff to get under them. But I don't really see a reason otherwise. You should be washing your hands before you're touching your food anyway.
Right. I agree with you. But yeah, the long nails, That's all I got to say about that.
You had some experience with long nails in your past.
I have, yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but how do you wipe your ass and keep your fingernails clean and free of bacteria?
I believe she said you rap several times.
Yes, this is what every woman tells me that gets their nails done, but I still don't believe it. There is some way, somehow, you're getting shit under your fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
Do you know how much toilet paper costs?
Real.
Right.
You just waste it wrapping your fingernails because you can't just clip them off.
But think about it this way, too. How much did you spend to get the fucking nails that long with the 27 gemstones on one finger?
Have you seen that kid on TikTok where his nails are like out to here and they've got every like butterfly and gemstone and anything that could possibly be on them?
He probably has a pot of rice on him.
How does he do anything?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he always clicks them too.
Oh, it's obnoxious.
That's the one thing that's been driving me nuts about Lexi Love this season. She does that in the confessional. I ripped them fucking off your fingers.
That's another RuPaul reference in case you guys didn't catch it.
You'll most likely get one every episode if you're lucky.
But yeah, like that, there are so many resources that we waste that just can be completely avoided, especially like the acrylics. Just acrylic is poisonous in general. And you're putting that shit on your fingers and then you're wiping your hoo-ha with it and it's your cooter. I like cooter better. Instead of hoo-ha. You're wiping it with that shit. Literally, because of Carissa.
You're right. Make sure you wipe correctly.
You got to get the crotch rot because.
Right.
Yeah, you have to put that whole roll of toilet paper. Just put the whole thing, like stick your fingers through the, like, you know,
the center of the roll.
Yeah, and just wipe.
And just take the whole roll.
And then rip off, like what you use.
Oh, God.
That doesn't sound very hygienic.
Oh, this took a turn.
A very dark, smelly turn.
And there are things that smell worse than that. Speaking of which, do you see that girl, the TikTok, where she's like, don't make faces at me because I don't wipe my ass.
Yeah.
I smell like shit.
Yeah. He sent it to us.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah. You didn't see it? He sent it to the group chat. We'll have to show it to you later.
She doesn't wipe her ass because she said that in nature, animals do it for pheromones, and she's just giving off her pheromones.
Well, she can keep them fucking pheromones. Yeah. 6 feet, bitch.
Also, not
me at that point.
Not for nothing, but when our dog goes and takes a poop, he doesn't come back with, like, shitty ass cheeks or anything. So it's kind of different.
Yeah, he's so weird when he goes to the bathroom and he squats to take a poop. His tail, because he's a Shiba, so you know they have the little curly tail. His tail goes like straight up.
Yeah, points directly up.
Yeah,
that's funny.
He straightens the whole thing out and then he looks at you like it's shameful what he's doing. It's the most judgmental face in the world.
That's funny.
He's a very judgy dog. It's a very judgy breed, I should say, because even the other people that I see in the Shiba groups that I'm in, they always post pictures of how they are just like giving the side eye at all times. They're looking at you like they're just judging every little thing that you do.
That's because they do.
Oh, yeah.
He's judging us right now.
He was. His eyes were open for a second. I saw them.
Well, bringing it back, our parents said that we could do anything in the world, so we decided to be broke.
And gay. And gay.
I mean, talking about being able to do anything and doing what you love, like, at what point, like I was saying before, does it become, like, I don't know how to say it. Like, at what point does your passion no longer become your, it's no longer your passion and it's now just the way you make money because you can't afford rent otherwise?
It's true. I mean, I don't make a lot of money working in a gym. And I knew that going into the fitness industry that I wouldn't make a ton of money. I do make decent money. Don't get me wrong. But it's definitely not enough to live.
But you also had to, like, go back to school and work your ass off in different places before you got to where you are now, where you are currently making decent money.
Yeah.
The sad thing about it is you make good money, or what is considered good money, but nowadays it's just not enough.
It's not a livable wage, sadly. Yeah. But you know what the best part of it is? I didn't go to college for this either. This is in addition to my bachelor's degree that I had to take other certifications, and I continue to do certifications just to maintain my main certification, which is being a personal trainer.
Yeah.
You always have to do it. That's something that's going on right now. You have to work four jobs in order to just to get by and to do the things that you love. So to answer your question, I think that everybody kind of is at that point, just like when they start a job, maybe like a couple of months in, you have your little honeymoon period, and then all of a sudden it's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the point when you wake up on a Sunday night and you dread, like, the alarm clock. The alarm clock is the worst fucking noise in the world. When you hear the iPhone alarm clock,
that's like the
way. God.
The TikToks. What's the song that makes you cry instantly? That alarm clock. That's
the iPhone alarm. Yep.
That and the sound of someone sending me a message on Slack or calling me for a huddle on Slack. That immediately makes my brain hurt. It just, I can't. Please just leave me alone.
Just send me a text.
Yes.
Yes.
Send it in an email. I promise I'll get to it.
Can we talk about that for a second before we move on here? How people are always fucking calling you. Like, don't call. Don't call.
Just text, please.
Right. Because it's always like a 5-minute phone call that could have been a text. It's just the same as at work. Could have been a fucking email. You don't need to call me.
Yes.
I hate when someone is like, oh, we need to have a meeting, and it's to tell me one thing. This could have been said in a 2-sentence email, and we would have been on with our day. This would have been done already. Now it's not getting done till next week. Just, I can't.
It's always just like the most inopportune time. They just want to suck up your fucking time and tell you, I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. There are people in this world where they get on that phone with you and you know everything about them by the end of the freaking call.
Why do people do that? That's something that happens to me often.
So I have that happen to me a lot too. And just, I think it's because of the industry that I'm in, because a lot of the people that I meet with have had something negative happen to them. So they're always trying to like explain it to me. And I'm like, listen, dude. I'm not judging you, or I am, but I'm not telling you about it.
Right.
Just like, I don't need to know everything that happened.
You're just paying my bills right now. Stop. Yeah,
exactly. Because if it was anything more, I wouldn't be doing this for you.
Well, being a personal trainer, that happens to me all the time. People trauma dump.
Yeah.
It's just like when I go to the barber, it's therapy, right? The same thing for personal trainers. When people go to a personal trainer, it's fucking therapy.
Yep.
They tell you the most horrific stories and things you just don't want to fucking know about, you know, Betty, who's 95 years old. Let's just be honest.
Oh my God.
I don't want to know that you're into black guys. Thank you for sharing that. And meanwhile, she's married to a short white man. but is fantasizing over the 6 foot tall black man that she saw walk by at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh my God.
Oh.
These are the things people tell me.
They must tell you, like, that they strain certain muscles doing the naughty.
Oh God, no, I haven't gotten that. Thank God. I don't want to.
What is the strangest thing that a client, customer, or coworker has ever said to you during your, like, professional life?
As a personal trainer?
As anything.
Or as anything.
I have one. Mine was when I worked at my last company, when I used to be on the customer service side of things. I had a woman that called in, and she was a very nice woman. She talked to me about a bunch of stuff. And then when I was transferring her, I was like, okay, bye, have a nice day. She said, bye, I love you. And then I think she like paused because she realized what she said. And then she just hung up the phone. I was like, I guess I'm not transferring her.
That's funny. I really have to think about this. What about you, Peter?
Oh my God, I have so many stories. So I used to work for an energy efficiency company, and we would send like rebates for water heaters and stuff. And one of my coworkers, she was just so direct, which I loved about her. But she's like, yeah, I have a lot of gas today, natural gas, making it like a joke about that. And then she told me about, I'm sorry if you're listening, you know who you are. But she told me about how her husband got mad at her because she got her period and they had white bed sheets. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm gay, but we're not close like that.
I mean, I feel like sharing information about bodily fluids is always a bit much.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, didn't you have that coworker like that worked with you at that banking call center who told you about bottoming and how you were supposed to feel about it?
Oh, no, no, no. My friend, she used to say that anal sex is like taking a shit backwards.
I say that all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you're listening, love you.
No, thank
miss you.
Exit only.
No, but I was talking, like, when you worked at the banking call center and you had the gay friend that worked there, when you met our Asian friend.
Oh. I completely forgot that I worked there. Holy shit. I thought you were talking about a different bank. And I was like, I didn't work for the call center. Yeah, I remember him. We'll call him Ryan. That is not his name, but we'll call him that.
Well, we got that. You don't need to tell us that Ryan's not his real name.
We'll call him Ryan.
We can call him Jack if you prefer.
Well, he told you about jacking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was insane. I met him for the first time, and he thought I was the rudest person in the world.
He also thought he was going to sleep with you, which is really weird.
Yeah. No. When your teeth, like, are high-fiving, we're not cute. It's not cute. Like, when they can say hi to each other, they're supposed to be neighbors, not lovers. I'm just saying.
That is a problem.
Yeah, I have an issue, big issue with dental things. I've had so much work on my teeth that it's one of the first things I look for. And when we were looking for a potential third in our relationship, we got so many people that were like, oh, yeah, great personality. The teeth look like...
They're like...
Like, they didn't smile at all in any of their pictures. And then when you finally saw it, they were, like, turned to the side like they could chop wood.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Yeah, I'm like,
how much wood would a woodchuck chuck wood?
I don't know. A lot with those damn teeth. But, yeah, that's something that I automatically look for. It's gross. I'm sorry. It's a big thing.
It is.
It's like the first thing you notice about people, or you should notice, but, you know, gay community, they're always looking at ass or bulge.
Yeah. Let's be honest. With the way that online dating and gay culture is, guys see each other's assholes and dicks before they see each other's smile, probably.
I mean, that's smiling, I guess.
Smiling with some part of your body.
I'd say with lesbians, it's more like, okay, let's be friends. They're in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. And then all of a sudden, they're telling me all the horrible things that their girlfriend does to them or doesn't do. And I find myself, you know, trauma dumping as well. And then here we are.
Well, women are such emotional creatures that you kind of very empathetic. So you can.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You can sympathize with each other's plight. So it kind of makes you grow closer.
It does.
Well, I mean, to bring it back to our topic here, because we kind of segued over to dating again. We were talking about multiple jobs, and do you guys feel like in this current time you have to have, how many jobs do you think you have to have really, truly to be able to make it nowadays?
I know somebody that has 3 full-time jobs.
Holy crap.
That's, she literally, all she does is work, and I think she has 1 day off per
That's
week.
Crazy.
She's probably going to listen to this too. She knows who she is.
That's just too much. It's, you need some time for yourself. You need to be able to relax and just live and not, you should not have to live to work. You should work so that like you can enjoy life.
I think that you had that backwards. You work to live, not live to work.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Live to work.
Yeah.
I always get that confused.
You knew what I was trying to say.
I knew it.
Chris is like, no, I didn't. She's like, you sounded crazy. Finish that drink and go to bed.
I think that here, probably like 2 or 3 jobs. 2 or 3 jobs is probably what you need to be comfortable in. You don't even have enough time to spend the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad, honestly. Okay. When do you have time to spend the money or go on vacation or do any of those things? These are things, again, like going back to what we were talking about, our original topic here is how often do you get to travel? I mean, those are things you talk about when you're younger or that you're like, when I grow up, I'm going to get a college degree. I'm going to get a great job. And then I'm going to travel the world. How often do we get to do that? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, once a year, if you're lucky.
Right. Well, we've been lucky to go once a year, all of us. Which is, yeah. It's a wonderful thing. You guys twice sometimes. Just saying.
That was only last year, twice.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't happen very often. What we did, was it last year we went twice?
Yeah,
it was last year.
It was
3 times.
A year ago, around this time, you guys went on that celebrity cruise without me.
Well, when did we go to New Orleans?
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Jeez.
Can you believe that was 2 years ago? Doesn't feel like it.
No, that was an awesome time, but jeez, I thought that was last year.
No.
Wow.
Hopefully the next time we go, you're not in a boot.
No. Yeah, that was the most horrendous part. Friggin' broken foot.
At least he's got the boot, you know, that has some grime on it from New Orleans. He can say, yeah, this boot stomped through Bourbon Street.
It stomped through something. But yeah, I think 3 jobs probably will get you by, but that doesn't sound appealing and it shouldn't.
So, fun fact, the average American now has 2.5 jobs and can't afford a 1-bedroom apartment in most cities.
That's accurate. I believe that.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. I know that I'd have to get another job if I wanted to have my own apartment.
Yeah. And then it's not, what are you going to do? It's just where you sleep.
Right. Exactly. Because you're spending most of your time working, unfortunately.
Yeah. And then you have pets and everything too. So it's like, the dog or the cats just sit there all alone all day.
Yeah.
Well, this took a turn. Got very, very morbid.
For real. Let's take it back a little bit.
Happens.
What about, let's talk about this. The whole, you need to be married at this age. And have kids by this age and that age.
In
or
a house at this age and...
Yeah.
By this age, there's no time limit on when you need to do something by.
Oh, I always felt like that when I was growing up. Like, there was a time limit. Like, I had to go to college. I had to get a good job. Then I was going to get married. And then I was going to have kids. First, I was going to marry a man, right? That didn't happen. That's what they should have known.
And you did date the nice ginger dude. He was nice.
Yeah. We were 16.
I know, but he stuck around forever.
Yeah, he's still around.
That's
a good friend of mine.
That your mom told that brown cows made chocolate milk, right? Not that
no,
one.
No.
Okay.
No. One, he's a character. Well, he's still around, too. He's the one that tells everybody that he's the reason that I turned gay.
Oh, okay.
No.
Like, don't flatter yourself.
I'm like, you can keep telling people that. It's all good.
Thinks that their chocolate milk from brown cows and that whipped cream comes from beating the cow.
Oh my God. Did your parents sell him that too?
No, I didn't. He was a character. But yeah, I like your redheaded ex. He was awesome.
He's a good dude. Yeah. Again, we're still friends.
They call him Spotted Dick because he had freckles everywhere.
Oh my God. People used to ask him, does the carpet match the drapes? Yes, it does.
I've been with some redheads.
Quite a few, actually.
Not that many.
You have a redhead fetish?
Yeah, he thought they were exotic.
No, I didn't. My uncle thinks that.
Your cousin thought that, too.
That's funny.
Man, but, it usually comes with really pale skin, so.
So, what did they think about Peter?
He's going to steal our wallets.
No, I did a lot of Latinos.
Keep him. He makes Benny.
As I make myself sound like a huge whore, I did a lot of Latinos. Hey. Yeah, I just went out to the corner and was like,
I mean, in Providence, you could do that. It's true. I mean, they have, for those listeners who have never been to Providence, Rhode Island, they have a massive Dominican population there.
Yeah.
Nicest people ever. Massive population. Like, you can't go anywhere without running into a Dominican. So if that's your thing, by all means, go down there. You'll have a good time. But yeah, Sean stayed at the mall.
Yeah, every single one of them.
We weren't allowed to go out to eat when we first started dating. We weren't allowed to go to downtown Providence because he was afraid he was going to run into someone he hooked up with.
It wasn't that's that. Funny. It was that there were specific people that I knew were going to be confrontational that I didn't feel like dealing with.
So everyone that you dated?
No.
So that makes me think about my friend that I have who we literally do not go out to clubs and bars with her because she's dated everyone and drinks have been thrown on her and
oh my God.
She's been pushed downstairs. It's a lot.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh, but it was funny.
It's a lot. So yeah, we just, whenever we're doing something, we're just going to stay in the house. Or we're lucky enough to go to like a restaurant or something, but we have to go really far away because if we go anywhere in Worcester, forget it. Something's going to happen. One of those girls is going to show up and it's not going to be a good time.
Someone's going to get a champagne shower.
Yep.
We talked about that. No bueno.
Let's be honest. No one in Worcester drinks champagne. Really?
No, yeah. Definitely not.
It's more like Douce and Hennessy. Yeah,
pretty much.
Or Brugal. That's everywhere there, too.
Mr. Boston.
Worst vodka ever. Anyway, moving on.
I mean, that conversation makes me feel like I need to go to therapy. So let's talk about that.
Therapy.
Who's not in therapy nowadays? And if you're not, you should be.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Listen, that's another.
Everybody needs therapy. Don't talk to your personal trainer. Go to therapy.
Don't talk to your HR person. Don't talk to your reputation manager. Don't talk to your customer service rep. Go to therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing to say. We are very fortunate that our health insurance covers therapy.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
But I know for a lot of the country, it doesn't. But if it does, go.
And if it doesn't, find someone who will just listen to you.
Your hair
and trauma dump.
Yes.
Just dump, dump, dump.
Just go to your hairdresser.
Just go to your hairdresser. They listen to everything. I swear, your hairdresser, your barber are the best listeners. And they don't give a shit. They want to know the drama. I know my barber, when I come in, he's like, girl, what happened? You need to tell me. I need to know what the tea is.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a hairdresser. I think everyone knows this. But I used to be a hairdresser in Boston, and everybody would come in and they'd talk. But I'm going to give you a little insight here, because your hairdresser is listening to an extent. They will pick up on certain things. Like, feel free, go in, talk, have a good time, let everything loose. But your hairdresser will only pick up on certain things. So if you say kids or pets or where you're going on vacation, those are the only things they're going to remember. So when you come back, they put it in the notes and then you're like, oh, how was your vacation? How are your kids doing? Last time you were here, they had a recital, right? So that happens. I know I'm not trying to burst anyone's bubble, but you have therapy for an hour and a half while you're getting your hair done. They're not really listening.
I only get 30 minutes, but he knows the tea. He's like, okay, so tell me, which girl? What happened? Herbal.
I love going to barbers, but it takes so much maintenance. Like, you have to go back every 2 weeks to get, like, that tiny patch that just grew back on the back of your head shaved that you can't even see.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I don't like all the maintenance. I know you get yours done a lot, but
I go every 2 weeks. I love it.
So I can agree with what Peter's saying, in the fact that, like, when he did my hair recently, I noticed within a week of it that, oh my goodness, the back of my neck, I already need it cleaned up again. And I think to myself, oh, it's because it's so short. Because it's so short, you can see as soon as it starts growing in again. But then if it's really long, it looks scraggly and gross. Like, there's no happy medium. Like, there's always more that you have to spend money on.
Too much maintenance.
I like it. For me, it's my self-care. Going back to therapy, therapy is about self-care, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, nowadays they tell you, like, that you have to love what you do, or you're just ungrateful or in need of self-care. So maybe they're right. Maybe we just need some self-care. Go out, buy some bath bombs or something.
Right.
I mean, it's cheaper. That's a good topic about it, though. Like, yeah, self-care is a huge thing that everybody needs. You can't afford it. And what you can afford, alcohol, bath bombs, like you said.
Self-care.
Yeah. Marijuana, going to the salon, I'm sorry, barbershop. Those are the only things you can afford to feel good about yourself. That's why they always say lipstick sales go up when the economy is plummeting, because everyone wants to feel good.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's very true.
Yeah, so right now, buy stock in lipstick. Fenty Beauty, go out, do what you gotta do.
Invest.
Yes, it is a good investment right now. But yeah, everyone should feel good about themselves, and it shouldn't cost an arm and a leg to do that.
Yeah. I think it's reasonable where I go to get my hair done.
You know what, though? We don't need gratitude journals. We need socialized healthcare. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need healthcare for everybody so that we can all get the same treatments and shit. Like, I'm so sick of people acting like people who don't have the means that it's their fault. It's not someone's fault that they don't have the means. It's probably the capitalist economy's fault that they don't have the means, and that's not fair. Sometimes people really do just need a little bit of help.
They was promised that they would be making tons of money, have a massive house. That's what they believed.
Right. Yeah.
Just like the world was going to get better.
Exactly.
Right now.
The last generation that really truly had that were the boomers. Some Gen X got in there at the end of it. Some of them got lucky enough to just have lived in such a way that they are currently well off or okay. And most generations after that are just not.
Right. I mean, it's like what we were told when we were kids, like, go to college, get a degree, get the job, and make the money. And it doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or if you hate it, just make the money so you can have the nice things.
Yeah, I feel like every job feels like work now because you're not getting to do what you wanted to do or what you were promised. So it's, yeah, you're not living the dream.
Right. Yeah. I swear.
That was really dark.
I swore I was never going to work in insurance, and that was my first job out of college.
I mean, I do envy these people that are bringing it back to OnlyFans. I envy them. Like, you get to go and you get to work out 7 times a fucking day and go and get your back blown out and make $5,000. Like, that's nice. Good for you. But shit, the people out here that work in the 9-to-5 so that you can have that little camera, they're essentially paying your fucking bills. That is their therapy. Your subscription to your OnlyFans, that is their therapy.
Listen, if I had known that this was an option back in my hoe days, I would have kept it tight. And I would have been doing something different right now.
Bagels.
No, that's tight. I'm not talking about this.
Oh, he was talking about.
Yeah, not talking about the other thing being tight. That is tight.
I got a little nervous there because I didn't know where this was going.
I've been with people that's like throwing a freaking noodle through a gymnasium. That's not happening over here.
Can we just talk about that for a second? What is with fisting? Not to yuck anybody's yum, but I know women do it too. But I feel like since you guys are having a baby, it's meant to expand. So what the fuck is going on?
You had to go there.
Yeah, sorry. I did. I was talking about OnlyFans. That's where my mind went.
I mean,
don't do it.
I think it's a topic for another. It's a story for another episode.
I could go into
me.
It. It's gonna sound
it's not
disgusting
it's
the
not
way me. That I put this, but some women like to taste it. That's what I have. That's all I have to say. This is what I've been told. So, not from experience or anything. These are just things I've been told.
Taste your knuckles?
Yep.
Well, that's like when guys say, what do they say? Rearrange my guts or something like that.
Oh,
guys, they're so crows.
Women say that too, though. Some women say that.
Rearrange your guts, flood your intestines. Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I can't.
Shove the entire fist up so you're like scrambling someone's eggs from inside.
Yeah, basically.
I don't want to be like that person that's just like, oh, yeah, kink shaming.
How the fuck did we get here?
I mean, listen, I don't kink shame.
Self-care.
Yes. Self-care. Kegels. Now, there's no coming back from that. Let's be honest.
Oh, boy.
There really isn't. That shit is stretched to the max. And then people sit there and they talk about how, like, sorry, I'm sorry, listeners, but I'm really not. They're talking about how you want to gape that hole.
Oh,
what the fuck does that mean?
It's just literally you can see into the cavernous thing.
So that's a new thing. Well, I don't know if it's new, but it's a thing now that's really big in gay culture. Like, you either use a toy or something that's so big that when you're done and you look at it, it's like a big gaping red hole.
Except this is a traffic cone.
And this is where we get to the untold stories of the ER, insane stories of the ER. This is how that happens.
Well, let's be honest, that's not staying inside if it's that wide. Yeah, it's a thing. I don't get it. I guess I'm a self-hating gay.
Self-care. Really, come on, therapy. Knock it off.
Self-care. That means plastic surgery to go back to the way it used to be. Do they have anal rejuvenation surgery? I know they have vaginal.
I hope so.
I'm
for
sure
some of these boys out there.
They have vaginal steaming, too.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know about this.
It sounds very designer.
I don't think I want
to. You'll get my vagina steam.
Right. That's like the new version of getting waxed. I'm going to go get my vagina steam today.
I don't understand. What's it supposed to do?
I don't know.
I don't know. Google You're the it. One who told us.
Google it.
What?
We have to look this up. Sean, look this up.
What is vaginal steaming?
No, seriously, look it up. I want to know.
I will.
It sounds uncomfortable.
Do deep research? Let me do deep research.
Like, do they blow the steam at you, or do you sit on it like an open grate in New York? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like that Marilyn Monroe, like, where she's like.
Or when she does it on the house bunny.
Why? I don't know why she became a friggin' dolphin.
She goes, God damn it, it fucking burns. That was amazing. But yeah, I don't know what it means.
I'm looking it up. Vaginal steaming, also known as yoni steaming, is an alternative wellness practice in which a person sits or squats over a bowl of hot water infused with herbs like mugwort, rosemary, chamomile, or basil.
What the?
The steam is believed to rise into the vaginal area and pelvic region.
Well, that's usually what steam does.
People claim it can cleanse the vagina and uterus, regulate menstruation, ease period cramps and bloating, promote fertility, support postpartum healing. However, important to note, there is no scientific evidence backing these health claims.
I should hope not.
That's right.
In fact, gynecologists generally advise against it because the vagina is self-cleaning. It does not need external cleaning.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not steaming.
Steam can burn the sensitive tissues.
Jeez.
Well, that should have been obvious.
That should have been the first thing on the list.
And it can disrupt the natural vaginal microbiome, increasing infection rate. So essentially, they're giving themselves yeast infections.
Guys.
So why is this on like a menu at a spa?
I don't know.
I blame Gwyneth Paltrow.
We're going to get canceled. No, like, I don't understand why this is a spa menu service.
Why does she have a candle that smells like her vagina?
That is, yeah,
I've
good
never
point.
Smelled it, and I don't intend
I
to.
Don't want to
find I don't want to smell it either.
Does it smell uptight? That's what she seems like.
I don't know.
If we're going to get canceled, we might as well just get into it.
Smells yeasty.
Ugh. Somebody's baking loaves.
It's nasty. The goop candle. It's goop, too. That why the name?
Blech.
That sounds like it's chunky.
Grandma's baking cookies.
She's baking something in there in her loving oven.
Oh, no.
I don't know why she's like, how did she discover this? Did she contort herself into some way or did she touch herself and, you know, like WebMD her fucking self with the fingers? And she's like, oh, it smells lovely. I'm going to wipe this shit on a jar and I'm going to light it up.
My theory is she got like a panel of people and she just like squatted over them and said, how does it smell? How does it smell? How does it smell?
I can't. I wish everybody could see what he was doing.
They could. That's the problem. There are cameras on us this time.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
Vaginal steam. That's going to be my mantra now. Vaginal steaming.
Don't fucking do it.
We used to have a friend when growing up that used to just like randomly yell at parties, vaginal secretions.
Yeah.
I don't know why that.
Did you guys ever play the penis game?
What's that?
The screaming thing.
Where one person yells penis and the other one yells anus.
No.
Oh, God,
and
no.
Louder and louder. Yeah.
No, we just did penis.
You just did penis. We alternated. So you either got penis or anus.
That's funny.
He sounds like he's versatile.
I am. I'm a very versatile person.
Yeah. Penis, anus, penis, anus. It sounds like a terrible game.
It was.
Why did nobody ever yell vagina?
He's gay.
Because all the straight white men would have come running.
Cooter.
It's like going to a nude beach.
Exactly.
How like Euro trip.
Yes.
Exactly what it's like.
Chica, chica.
It's like 800 men running towards her.
That was so bad.
The brother's like,
yeah, let's not do vaginal steaming or fisting or anything like that.
No.
No. No.
Not this week.
Not this week. Nope.
I mean, we know, we talked about this in our first episode with the hyperpigmented assholes, but there is a thing called anal bleaching.
Yes.
So maybe try that and then try some vaginal steaming afterwards.
That sounds like a double burn.
You have anal, right. The anal steaming?
Let's look it up.
Oh my God, look that up.
Did I find out? Let's
see. That's going to be interesting.
Cleanses the anus. I mean, you can only imagine.
Not like Listerine afterwards.
Right. <I don't know. laughs>
Listerine and menthol.
Regulates bowel movements.
Oh, hold on. That's not
how.
I don't know, but Google will tell us.
It loosens everything up. Steam just falls out.
Anal prolapse.
I call that a pink sock.
Oh my God. Yes, anal steaming is a thing, though it's far less common than vaginal steaming. Sometimes called a perineal. Is it? I think that's what it says. Perineal steam.
Perianal.
Yeah, yeah. Perianal.
Yeah,
peri means around.
Ooh.
Perianal.
I'm kind of curious about how they do this.
Or part of a full pelvic steam. This involves sitting over a pot of herb-infused steam that also targets the anus and perianal area.
So there's a fan.
The space between the genitals and the anus. So the grundle.
The taint. Yeah. Yeah, the taint gets it.
Remember when people used to call that the gooch?
Oh my God, yeah, that was because Jackass.
Yeah. Why do people do it? Claimed benefits include improved blood flow, relief from hemorrhoids, cleansing, or spiritual slash energetic balance in holistic or traditional medicine contexts.
Huh.
Some postpartum care traditions include perinatal steaming as part of recovery. What does science say?
Okay, we know that it we have it now. We have our answer. We don't need to know what science says.
I want to know what
science says. Same deal as vaginal steaming. There is no medical evidence that anal steaming offers real health benefits, and it could cause burns.
Again, that should have been first on the list.
It's like the frigging coffee cups that say caution, hot.
Right. That's like the commercials where they're trying to sell you this medication and they tell you, oh, this is going to improve your breathing if you have asthma. Side effects may include
death.
It says if you're considering it for relief for hemorrhoids, a warm sitz bath is often a safer doctor-approved option. So listeners, if anyone has hemorrhoids and they need to relieve them, don't do anal steaming.
Just take a bath.
You might burn your hemorrhoids.
I mean, at least they'll be gone.
No one said they'll be gone. They might just be burned.
Right?
Catch it. You got charcoal hanging out of your ass now.
It just goes right back in when it's burned.
Oh, God.
How did we get here?
It's like when you burn chicken on the grill.
Therapy. That's how.
Therapy is how we got here.
I think we all need therapy after this conversation.
Did him.
Next week.
Tomorrow. yeah, I don't know. We got here because of vaginal steam. I probably shouldn't talk anymore. It's bad. We're not going to get into what happens when we go to the grocery store because my mind just wanders. It just wanders. As soon as we get to the meat section, it's like,
that was steamed.
That one should have been steamed.
Why does it look like that?
And then you get the meat that's like gray and it's the only thing you can afford. You're not getting that chicken breast. Sorry, vegan listeners. Sorry, not sorry. But yeah, that stuff, I don't know. Self-care.
I mean,
it doesn't sound like it's such self-care after all.
How much do these services cost? I'm curious.
Oh, you want it? Let's find out. Okay. What is the average?
I can like guess that the vaginal one would probably be like $95 when you could do it at home for free.
Yeah, but you might get more steam burns if you do it at home without the supervision of a spa tech.
If you do it with the spa tech, then it's like, oh, now they can be liable for it.
And then you have to tip.
Yes.
In the U.S., prices typically range from $50 to $160 per session for vaginal or yoni steaming.
Oh, my God.
$55 for a 35-minute session in a spa in New York City. $75 for follow-up sessions after an initial consultation at a medispa.
I'm just going to pop a squat over the stove.
Oh my. $95 for a 60-minute signature steam in Boston. Or you can do $160 for a two-hour package, including abdominal treatments and herbal tea in Atlanta.
You're already taking the tea up the ass with the steam.
All right. What the hell?
Now, anal steaming is a much lower price. Anal steaming is less common and often marketed as part of a broader pelvic or perianal wellness treatment. Pricing is similar to vaginal steaming.
Oh, no.
Quite. Well, I guess. One individual reported paying $50 for a session in a spa for celebrity clientele. So that I don't think that's the same. Because if celebrities are paying $50 for it, then the regular person's not going to pay $50 for it.
Right.
Some spas offer gentlemen steam sessions, which may include anal steaming priced around $65.
Why are we still talking about this?
You asked.
You asked for pricing.
You wanted to know.
I
assumed you wanted to go. Do you want me to book you an appointment?
No, it sounds like a really shitty situation, if you catch my drift.
If then you end up with charcoal hemorrhoids.
I've got the website right here. I really
catch my drift and my draft. That's disgusting.
Right. He can book it right now, right
no,
there.
No, it smells
done.
Like walk.
You're booked for tomorrow.
Ugh.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I don't want to be in that fucking...
You and Carissa are both booked for Friday in Boston.
No.
No, not going. I'll steam my asshole in my own bathroom.
Can you imagine, like, I'm sorry, bigger people that go?
Self-care.
Yeah, self-care. The other person's going to need self-care, too, after doing that.
Can we talk about self-care for a minute?
We just did.
A little bit deeper. I feel like self-care, while necessary, is such a, like, what's the word? It's such a scam. Like, okay, I have a self-care app that I use, and it helped me to, you know, with some depression, anxiety things. And then it's like, oh, but we have the pro version. If you pay $9.99 a month, you can get these extra things. And then it's like suddenly the free self-care app is no longer self-care because now I have FOMO about what I'm missing out for not paying $9.99 a month.
And then now I'm stressing because I have another bill to pay.
Yeah. And then I'm also stressing because I'm paying that bill. And if I don't use the app that day, then I don't get the extra prize. And why am I paying the money? I'm spiraling.
Stressing over $10.
Delete the app. I'm telling you right now, it's not providing you any self-care.
I can't. I get micro pets and they're cute.
Now well, you're addicted.
I am. I yeah, that's the problem.
That was definitely an interesting conversation. But unfortunately, it brings us to the end of our episode today. This has been Apocalypse and Avocados. If you like, make sure to subscribe, follow. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and we will be back with an actual guest on our podcast. So tune into that. But yeah, everybody have a safe night.
Follow us on our socials. We are really looking to build our following on Blue Sky and X at APOC and Avocados on both platforms.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat as well, where we post all our updates and upcoming episodes.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, KS crew. Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.